So you finding yourself on the lower end of the scale where you're hating on yourself? You could be liking yourself, but you're on hating on yourself? Okay, we got to get in your head. Let's talk. What do? Let's cover what it takes to move from hate to like. Each day when you evaluate yourself, you might be putting yourself in that place of, you know, do you like yourself or do you hate yourself? Well, what causes you to, you know, make this final decision if you like yourself or hate yourself is called self-talk. Inside this head of yours, there is ongoing conversations every single day. Now, what can happen though is this ongoing conversation can get out of control to where it's just rambling. It's just rambling on and on and on. And so the question, you know, if you like yourself or you hate yourself, what happens is you have to actually get into the conversation that's going on inside your head. Now it looks like, you know, like if we were to paint a picture here for you, there'd be like five people over here in a group and they're all talking about you. And these five people are saying comments about you and they're saying, oh my gosh, look at Kirk, he's fat. Look at Kirk, he's stupid. Look at Kirk, he can't even do anything right. And these five people are talking about me. Okay, but they're inside my head, right? But I'm gonna put them out here like there's five people talking about me. I can stand here and listen to this go on all day long. I can stand here and listen to this go on all day long, or I actually can go over there and interrupt them. We can actually do that. We can actually get involved with the group conversation going on in our head, and we can actually get in the group and actually start pointing at different comments and telling them to shut up. If we don't get involved, what happens is the more they talk about us inside of our head, all these conversations going on, ever so slowly, we keep losing value. Every day we let all that jibber jabber go on, we lose value, and then we lose value. So in a month, we lose 30 value points. You know, if it's one time a day, there's 30 days in a month, I lose 30 value points. And I'm just letting those people talk about me. And it's not in my living room, it's actually inside of my own head. So we can actually intervene and start saying, you know what, shut up, that's not true. And we actually start to argue with ourselves. So you're at the end of the day, if you don't like yourself, you've let those conversations happen. And I know it seems like there's 100 of them and only one of you, right? It feels like you're outnumbered. But here's something you probably didn't realize, is that if there's 100 of them and they're all talking and there's one of you, inside your head, you are the boss. You're the boss. You are totally the boss. Now, out in the world, when there's 100 of them and you got to go approach 100 people, okay, that's a little intimidating. But this is where we make the glitch. The glitch is we think if there's 100 voices in our head, we think that there's 100 people in our head. No, there's only one person. It's just us. But this is the mistake, we see socially, if there's 100 people, there's no way we're gonna win against 100 people. They're gonna overpower us. But the glitch is we take that perspective into our head and we think there's 100 people in our head. We think there is, and so we don't say anything. We just let it just, we just kind of back up into a corner inside of our own head, and then all their jibber jabber, nitpicky, judgmental comparison talking, we lose our value point every day. And then that's why we feel down. But when we speak up, we're the boss voice in our head. We are the boss voice, meaning when we speak up, we can tell certain voices in our head to shut up and ship out. We can fire the voices. We can shut them down. We can argue with them. And it doesn't take a lot of energy to do it. We just start saying things back at them. They will cower down. Because it's only a voice. There is no body inside your head. There's no physical body inside your head. There's no 100 people in your head. It's 100 different comments. They're just floaty words. It's just floaty stuff. But what you do is you take charge and go, you know what? Today I'm on this. I'm going to manage my head, manage all the jibber jabber in my head. I'm going to rise this up. I'm going to gain a value point today or two. I'm going to gain some value points and start changing the direction my life goes. When you see somebody that's happy and you're wondering, how do they do that? I bet you $1 million they're in their head and they've pointed the direction that their head's going. Because a person whose mind is on the upward slope, on the upward movement, is going to be a happy person. A person who's on the downward slope is not a happy person. And we're talking about the mind. So today, you can get inside your head. It's not 100 different people in your head. It's just airy, fairy words. It's just a bunch of jibber jabber going on inside your head. You get in there, you be the boss, you say something, you shut those voices up, you fire people, you kick them out of your head, and then you just fill your head full of great statements about yourself. This is how you move from hating yourself to liking yourself, is you get in your head. You cannot move from hate to like by buying something. I know people who go buy things who think that is what happiness is about. Maybe for a moment, maybe just for a moment, but it doesn't last. It doesn't last. Or a person says, I need to go on a vacation so I'll be happy. They come back from their vacation and they're back to being unhappy. Well, if I just got a raise, I would be happy. That's not the raise. You know, if I just ate the whole chocolate cake, I would be happy. No. We all know you get a gut ache after that one, right? But to move from the hate to the like, and hopefully from the like to the love, it's a head game. Right here. It's a head game. Self-talk. 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 It's up to you. You be the boss. Hey, it's a head game, right? You get it. You totally get this. All right, so you get in your head every single day and you just fire people that are just like, smack talking you. Just shut her down. Also, click subscribe so I can keep sharing with you, giving you gold nuggets one after another. Click subscribe so I can give you another one. And also, man, if you're interested, click the link below and I do these live trainings. I think it'd be awesome to share with you some more. Click the link, see if it's for you. If it's not, cool. If it is, cool. I'll see you. But definitely click subscribe. And I got more for you. Another gold nugget coming your way.